You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government had promised 4 million Australians would receive their first COVID-19 vaccination by the end of March, and at least one dose would be available to all adults by October. But now medical experts outside government are adamant the October goal is more likely to be achieved by the end of the year. Appearing before the Senate's Coronavirus Response Committee in Canberra, Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy again defended the speed of the rollout. He argues Australia doesn't need to mirror the pace of other nations that have high case numbers and death tolls.
Safety is the paramount concern for the rollout of the COVID vaccination program. That is the unifying principle that we've used. We fortunately don't have that burning platform, and when we have no community transmission, we can take the rollout of the vaccine safely, carefully, and scale it up according to the experience we get with the early rollout.
In January, Prime Minister Scott Morrison set the March target of 4 million, which he later clarified to early April amid global supply pressure. Now he says the speed of the rollout is subject to events, but he remains optimistic that each stage of the program will see improvements for the nation's economic recovery.
This is about getting us through this next phase. And the vaccination program is rolling out. Over 100,000, a quarter of those have been in aged care facilities. And as we build up to the next big phase, which is when the Australian-produced AstraZeneca vaccine will come online, we'll be able to turn things out very, very, very significantly, around a million doses a week when we get to that stage. And that's when we start moving more broadly through the other priority areas of the population. And so that is going to create more and more opportunities. You won't have to wait till October for there to be opportunities.
Between the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines, there are 1.3 million overseas-produced doses now in Australia. About a quarter of the people who have already received vaccines are in vulnerable categories, such as aged care and disability residents and carers. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly also faced the committee in Canberra and said concerns over the safety of the vaccines are largely unwarranted.
The first thing that we know from the clinical trials that were done for both AstraZeneca and Pfizer in multiple countries in tens of thousands of people is that they are very safe. There are adverse events, as we discussed earlier, but most of them are mild, very few severe adverse events. And so that's the first point. The second point is they're both equally effective as each other in preventing deaths and severe disease and or hospitalisation. Noting that in the clinical trials, these were actually quite rare events.
Tasmanian Independent Senator Jackie Lambie is concerned the vaccine rollout is behind schedule, but believes the country's handling of the pandemic has created some breathing space. However, Senator Lambie has told the Nine Network she's worried about the number of people who don't want to receive the vaccine.
I think the good thing is we're way ahead of the rest of the world. We have been able to contain it quite well, so that's a bit of a bonus for us right now. So I guess that panic of the push is not sort of set in yet. The other thing is once they get that first echelon vaccinated, I have to be honest with you, Carl, there is a lot of people out there that are still not keen on lining up to get that damn shot. So I'm wondering whether they've taken that into account as well.
And the Queensland government has announced some of the state's coronavirus restrictions will be eased this weekend. The limit on visitor numbers allowed in homes will double to 100 from 1 a.m. on Saturday, while up to 500 people will be allowed to gather in outdoor spaces. And there will no longer be limits to the number of people allowed to stay at campsites, and rules around lifts will also change. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.